my least favorite part about the holidays has to be the gift shopping. It can get a little stressful.
I guess there was a judge, I believe, in Georgia who decided that he wanted to ban the elf on the shelf.
They make the 25th a big deal, yeah. which is so odd to me because the 24th for us when we go all out. That's right. the, I mean, that's the night we're going to eat.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Okay, so what is our favorite holiday? If I have
traditions,
yes, I forgot how to speak.
The holidays are my favorite time of year. I love Christmas music. I'm playing that from November 1st to December 31st. I love Christmas music. It's the best time of year, truly it is. And I think my least favorite part about the holidays has to be the gift shopping. It can get a little stressful.
It does.
Trying
it
to is. Find the yeah. perfect gift for the perfect person. Sometimes what you're looking for is not in stock or it's going to get here after
it's
Christmas.
Like
it's like it's like it's a whole ordeal.
No, it's very stressful.
Especially so stressful. If you like shopping right. last minute.
And if you have like a mindset, like I want this thing for this someone and then they don't have it and then you have to like find something else last minute.
Change
that's the worst.
Yes.
That's exactly. the worst.
It doesn't work.
Or if your mom travels at a different shopping pace than you do, and you're just like, I'm in a hurry. I'm like, going. And she's like, this is cute. I want to try this on. I'm like, all right, 5 hours later.
Stopping at every store. Yes.
Definitely. But what about like Thanksgiving? Do you guys like, how do you start your holiday spirit on Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving? Or how, you know, like, because some people like to put their Christmas and everything right after Halloween, like Halloween November 1st, they already
we immediately start like Halloween, bam, we're ready. Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's how it is in our family. We start early
because again, like, it's only 2 months in the whole year, so you have to live, you know, you have to live it up. So I think we start right away. In our household,
like, we're the opposite. My mom, especially, like, they don't hang up. Sometimes they don't hang up Christmas lights till the day of Christmas, or like get the tree until the day after. But that's only been the last like couple years since my grandparents passed away. We used to have like a tradition where my grandpa and I would always go and get the Christmas tree when I was like a younger kid. Mm-hmm. But it seems like when they passed away, like, if I don't go over to my mom's house and hang up the lights. Like,
she
doesn't
would've.
Happen. They like, in last year, they didn't even put up a tree until, like, the day before.
I remember that,
So I want to, like, change the tradition for myself.
I feel like we've been better about it. I feel like we've been trying to put the things earlier. I think last year we did it on Thanksgiving, if I'm correct. And we did a very nice Christmas picture.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, they did. A family.
A whole
super
family
cute.
Christmas photo. Super cute. Super cute. And I'm expecting one this year, too.
Yeah. So guys, I'm expecting one in the mail.
What is the worst things? Like, what do you think? One of the worst experiences you ever had in Christmas or like holidays, you know, or Thanksgiving? I don't know. For me, it's kind of crazy because Thanksgiving, for me as a Colombian, I'm like, Thanksgiving? Like, what are these people doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I understand that it's a tradition. You know, I love the traditions, but sometimes it's not in my brain. You know, like in November for me, it's a regular month.
Yes,
regardless of what. So, you know, just being here, I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving, sure.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Before? I have no idea.
Regular, schmegular.
Oh, yeah.
Month.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think. None of them have ever been, like, horrible. I do think, like, again, to bring up the same grandpa, like, he passed away really close to Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and that was hard because it was hard to feel, like, happy about the holiday when he wasn't there, and it just felt so different.
It's so definitely different when you have your loved ones not there anymore for the holidays, because Especially when your family members are so into it, when they make the holiday traditions and they have the holiday spirit. And so not having them there, their energy is definitely missed. Their
changes the energy, their presence, the vibes, is missed.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know, Gus, what do you think? Because I know, like, your family's all in Colombia, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. For me, what is my favorite thing? I don't know. It's weird. I'm trying to think. Well, for example, my aunt, she's one of those people who definitely, after Halloween, like, she will have everything ready. Her Christmas tree, the full decorations. She will, if it was for her, she will start playing, like, the Christmas music, right?
Yeah. Right there.
Like, she loves it. But at the same time, in Colombia, like, for us, it's so much of a party.
Yeah.
Like, the Christmas music is not like, for example, here that you will hear all the jazz, you know, like Sinatra and things like that. Mm-hmm. There you will hear, like, a salsa song about Christmas, but it's, like, so party that you don't know. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, like, here it makes sense when you see the weather mm-hmm. and, like, the yeah. snow and all of these things. But there is, like, hot.
It's hot all year.
So, like, you're going to have to be on sweats, you know, like,
so you don't have like those fake snow Christmas trees.
No, that doesn't happen. Anything like that. That doesn't happen, you know.
And the Christmas songs are probably not like, oh, the weather outside is frightful. No. And like, it's snowing so much. Build a snowman, whatever, you know.
Not at all. Yeah, no, they're, I mean, the drum boy, the finale.
My least favorite Christmas song of all time. Or do you hear what I hear?
Yeah, no, that no. one? No. no. No, I agree with you. No,
those two, and I'm good.
I actually used to like the drummer boy.
I just love them all. It's hard for me to not like a Christmas song. I love them all. That also reminds me of another thing. Latinos love to celebrate Christmas. I mean, we celebrate Christmas the 24th. I've noticed that.
Yes.
Here in America, you know, they make the 25th a big deal, yeah. which is so mm-hmm. odd to mm-hmm. me because
it is super odd.
The 24th for us when we go all out. That's right. night we're going to eat. Yeah. That's the night we're going to dance all night. Right. The birth of Christ and all the above. But here in the States, mm-hmm. it's like the 25th. Yeah. Which to
Wake
me, we
up
don't,
in
we
the
don't,
morning, Christmas morning.
Open your Christmas gifts
yeah,
then.
Matching pajamas with your family. Like, yeah, no, we don't have that.
No, that to me is so odd. The 25th, mm-hmm. we don't do anything. We're recovering from the 24th. Like, that's what the 25th is about for us. So yes. it's so funny that's to me, that tradition, that 24th and 25th, how different. That can be.
So you guys didn't do like the cookies and the note for Santa? And, like,
I mean, we did, but the 24th.
The 24th was that same night we opened Christmas gifts too.
So, but I mean, on the 23rd, then would you put it out for the night? So
no, mm-hmm. you get the gifts on the 24th. Everything is the 24th.
Oh, everything's the 24th, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Including Santa arriving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yeah.
you open it on the 25th, you know, okay. the 12/1.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you celebrate the 24th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to have this tradition with my godmother and then also my grandparents, which is called 12th night, which I don't know if that many people celebrate it anymore. I think it kind of used to be more of an old-fashioned thing.
What is that?
But it's on the 7th of January, so that's what is that?
After the...
After King's
called?
Day. So after, yes. after three
I think
kings.
It's the 7th of January.
It's the 6th.
Because it's 12 days after Christmas, I believe.
Okay.
And so it's the wise men. It's right. the day
yes,
celebrating
yes,
the wise
yes,
men.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, like, my godmother, who lived to be, like, 98, she was awesome. She would always have, every year, she had a 12th night party. And we would all come over, and it was, she made this amazing cake, which she would bake in a coin, a thimble, and a wedding ring. And if you got
the three,
yeah. And if you got one of those things, so if you got the coin, it was you're gonna be rich. If you got the right. ring, you're gonna find love. The
that's
thimble
cool.
meant you
that's
have success
so
in
that's
work.
A beautiful
that's
tradition.
So
yeah.
Nice.
And then the other fun thing was like you would sit around the fireplace, which she actually had a real fire, and you would take your Christmas tree, which was a live Christmas mm-hmm. tree, not fake one, and you would cut off the branches, and then everyone would. You would go around in a circle and throw a branch into the fire and make a wish. And you could either make the wish for the year coming up.
Yeah, right.
Like, you could either say it out loud or just keep it a secret. So.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's very nice.
That's beautiful.
I would love to bring that tradition back.
That's a beautiful tradition.
That's a very good
that's
one.
Beautiful tradition. Yeah. That does remind me, the 6th of January, we also celebrate.
Yeah.
Latinos also celebrate the Three Kings Day. And
but it kind of depends of which part of, you know, like
Latin
which
America.
Country you are.
True.
Yeah.
Because, for
True.
Example, for us, we didn't celebrate it. But I know, for example, for Spain people, like they really do celebrate. I think that's when they actually give the gifts.
They give the gifts. Yeah. Exactly.
But
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah,
it depends.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Something that we do, I don't know if you guys do it here in the States, and is the novena. I don't know how to say novena in English. But like 9 days before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
like every single night you go to somebody's house to talk about like, you know, like there is a book and everything. I don't even know how to say it in English because I never hear it, I never seen it.
Uh-huh.
But it's like the full journey of Mary and Joseph,
mm-hmm.
to the birth.
Oh, okay.
So like the nativity story kind of?
Yes,
like
I think it's the nativity story.
I don't know what it's called.
Yes, so like literally people will have the nativity and then you will see Joseph and Mary, how they have them make the path.
Uh-huh.
So you will hear every single story of what happened that day and the day.
Leading up to,
and then you pray and you have the little songs and everything.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Beautiful.
People,
that's
beautiful. It's pretty nice because it brings the family
together,
you know, and after that, of course, they have like food that represents the Christmas. So they will have, for example, in my city, there's this thing called buñuelos.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like a cheese thing inside with a, I don't know how to say masa. it's some tradition thing.
Uh-huh,
so it's very
really
fun
good.
And having like... I forgot the name. I'm forgetting all the things. how's it called? The thing that I love.
Is it sweet?
The milk. Condensed milk.
Condensed milk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He pokes a hole in the can and just drinks it out of it.
Yes, because that's how we used to love to do it when we were kids. Like, literally, we make it. Because it's so simple. You just put milk, sugar, and you freeze it.
Right.
That's all you need to do.
I love it. So you're doing that in Colombia, and when I was a kid, I was pouring maple syrup in snow.
Yes.
We all have our different versions of candy.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
I never had condensed milk until I met you. Isn't that crazy?
That's
wild.
That's crazy.
I feel like it is kind of like a Latin thing.
It is for sure.
And didn't you say your grandma like used to have a full on like real nativity set like in her window or something for the whole
So day? The house where she used to live is this small town like 2 hours from my city, and the house is pretty big because are these houses that are so old that, you know, people used to have big houses, at least where they are from. And there was like, there is two different, how do you call, patios, how do you say patio, like a backyard?
Backyard.
But the backyard is also inside the house.
Like an outdoor backyard.
But it has like a cover
indoor.
On top.
It has the cover on the top, but it's still inside the house.
Okay. Super cool.
So she will actually use that to make her nativity. So it was like mountains and things and like...
She went all out.
All
the whole
out.
Scene.
Did she ever dress you up and make you like be...
I don't know. I'm sure she did. I'm pretty sure she did because she loved it. Like, she was a very devoted person.
Yeah,
she loved it. I think that was one of her favorite things to do for sure. But it was giant. And like the pieces, like they were this big.
That's beautiful. That's very nice.
So that's so awesome.
She loved it.
I think that's the beauty of the holidays. It's just... how it brings the family together and how much people really, really get into it. Like, they transform their whole house and make it Bethlehem. And just, like, it's the whole thing. It's so beautiful. Uh-huh. And I think that's what makes it so special.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing like the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's only this time of year.
True. You know what was so funny? Before, I didn't know they say Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Belen.
From Bethlehem
to Belen. It's so different.
So I remember one time when we went to church and everything, and everybody was saying Bethlehem, and I'm like,
you're like, what is this Beth and this ham put together?
I'm like, what they're talking about? Like, I don't understand shit.
You're like, this whole ham about. Oh,
and then later on, when they sung the song, I was like,
Belém! Belém! Belém, bro! Yeah.
That's hilarious. But, you know, that's what happens.
Well, when so you don't speak English. I know in Colombia, you guys obviously use fake Christmas trees. Uh-huh. What about in Miami? Like,
we have real Christmas trees. Like,
so how do you get those? Like, so they have Christmas trees.
You go like Miami, kind of like outside of the supermarket.
Yeah,
they'll be like. In a line. And you just, like, pick
lot.
In a parking lot.
Well,
like,
that's how it is here, too. But yeah. You can also go to a Christmas tree farm and cut
you
it down.
Oh, no. You can do that. No.
Yeah, we don't have a Christmas tree farm.
No. So I think your only option is just the supermarket. Outside.
Yeah, I think they, I don't know what state they come from, but they come from somewhere. I think maybe North Carolina, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's honestly, like, our Christmas picking was, like, go to a parking lot and pick the one that you like.
The prettiest one you find.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I used to always like to buy the like sad, pathetic ones. I think I like felt like I wanted to be like Charlie Brown, like find a tree that no one
Charlie
wants.
Brown.
You know, like the one with three branches.
No, we were the opposite.
So
we're like the tallest one, and the fluffiest one.
Yeah,
we were
Douglas
all. Fir. Oh yeah, we were all out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. I only the Christmas tree cutting thing was here when I came here for the first time. I did not know that you can go to
like.
A park,
or like a national park, and like do that.
I don't think a national park.
No, not the national park.
It's a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
I actually have a friend who like it sounds like something out of a movie, like a holiday movie. She like fell in love with this guy, and his dad owns a Christmas tree farm.
Of course he does.
So like
that's
she
a
just,
Hallmark
like
movie.
Her husband is just like a Christmas tree farm owner. Like
that's a Hallmark.
That
movie.
Is definitely one of my favorite things about Christmas. Watching the cheesiest Christmas movies.
The cheesiest.
Oh, I love, you know, they're in the store and then she's walking by and then she drops the cereal or whatever and he picks it up and they look at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, iconic.
I love what are you doing this Christmas?
Why? I don't know, but I love that.
I mean, Love Actually is the best.
I love those movies.
For holiday. And I love Home Alone. I mean, the first one.
First and second.
Yes.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, yep. You cannot go wrong with this. All right, do you guys want to move on to the story? Do you have a story to tell us?
Oh, yeah. So we thought on this podcast it would be fun to do a weird news story of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was perfect for this holiday session that we're having. I guess there was a judge, I believe, in Georgia who decided that he wanted to ban the elf on the shelf. So if you're not familiar, the elf on the shelf, it's like this Santa-looking doll with a pointy hat and the long legs.
Green.
So anyways, the reason for him wanting to banish the small toy elf
He's
a Grinch. No, it was because he felt like it would be traumatizing the children. Like, because I guess the whole idea of the elf on the shelf was that the elf on the shelf is watching you as a child and he's going to tell Santa all the very bad things you did during the year so that you might not get your presents. And so I thought that was hilarious because he was essentially worried that this was going to traumatize children.
Was he or he wasn't, or he just didn't want to, how to say, he wanted to cut the business of somebody else.
Right? Yeah, that's how I would feel. But he said, he tweeted that his order was a gift. Quote, this is in quotes, a gift to tired parents who have to explain to their kids like why this elf on the shelf is not actually going to tell Santa on you.
Oh.
I thought that was so, I mean, like, I love it that this is what people are worried about, and shouldn't it be like, I don't know, violent video games or something?
Right.
Like, isn't that more traumatizing?
Right, right.
Yeah. Anyways, that is the funny, weird, strange news story.
Really that
strange?
Is very strange.
Uh-huh. Very odd.
I think he just wanted to kill the guy who had the business. He's probably making too much money.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very bizarre, but
that's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, I don't know. It just makes me think, I don't know why I'm thinking of, I don't know if you guys, I remember when we were watching Shark Tank and there was one of those stories about holidays, you know, like the guy who was selling the elf. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is making me think of that.
Oh.
But random.
It is random.
Random.
Just random facts. All right. We have also a random fact of the day.
Speaking of random, we do have a random fact of the day. today's random fact is National Cappuccino Day. So to all our coffee lovers out there, get yourself a hot cup of joe with your choice of milk, whether that be whole milk, cashew milk, oat milk, almond,
coconut.
But here's my question. Is it still considered cappuccino if it's made with other milk? I mean, I'm not a coffee snob. But I'm just curious.
Yeah, true.
And also, I feel like I think cappuccinos like originated in Italy, right? I think that's what they're known for in Italy. I could be wrong. I might piss some people off. But because I remember when we went with our ballet company a couple years ago to tour to Italy, everyone was just getting like 5 cappuccinos a day because that's what they're known for there. Mm-hmm. And I don't normally drink coffee, but that cappuccino was like the bomb.com. And so it was and super cheap too.
Right. Yeah.
Like really, really good.
Right. And I mean, so, I bet their espresso is very different too. It probably tastes very, very different than what we're used to here in the States. So.
And like it's like all foam and then like the espresso and that's it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know that much. But at the same time, I just went to Colombia and I learned so much about coffee.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about all these things because also, you know, being part of the country, but at the same time, not knowing so much about the things you support. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, everybody thinks that because you're Colombian or something, you're going to know what the best coffee is like or what the best thing. But actually, in Colombia, they sell us the worst coffee. So, you know, so instead of getting like the good quality, the good ones that have like the best ratings and all of this, like basically the leftovers is what they sell to Colombian people, the ones that people don't want.
That's sad.
It is pretty crazy. And one of the things the guy was saying is like, you never put milk in coffee.
That's the first thing we do here.
That would make me disappointed.
Like coffee is supposed to be drink, like how, you know, and it has a perfect time, a perfect measurement, a perfect everything. It's pretty, pretty intense. But at the same time, it was so mind-blowing to see how all these things work. I mean, I remember that I was texting you and I told you, like, this coffee takes like passion fruit.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds crazy.
That's so crazy.
It was so many flavors that we taste that I was like, how this is possible? Like, how nobody's actually talking about this? Right. They just talk about caffeine and how you just jacked up. And it's like, no. It's kind of like drinking wine. It's about the experience. It's about the social aspect of it. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to get caffeine. Let's go.
Well, I wonder, too, how much caffeine, like the good kind, really has in it. I feel like even a lot of Europeans that I know, like they drink like espresso before they go to bed.
I would drink. We drink coffee at 10 in the night.
Yeah. So I'm like, there has to be something different about what it's being made with. And and you were even saying you were listening to something where they were talking about coffee being that it shouldn't be acidic, and then you were like, actually, it can be.
Yes, that was the other thing. Yeah, somebody was saying, I think it was in a TV show, like, oh, this coffee is bad because it's acid, and that is wrong. Because the guys who produce it could have made it wanted to be acid. And that doesn't mean, that it's a bad quality coffee.
But maybe it has to be a good acid. Like, I think the thing that's happening in the States is a lot of the coffee tastes so bad that it needs the milk.
The
acid makes it like taste like, tastes you know,
burnt. It tastes burnt when I have coffee from the States. It just tastes different than when I go to my parents' country. It tastes richer when I have... for example, Dominican coffee. It just tastes rich. Richer. It tastes different.
Not burnt.
It doesn't taste burnt. It's just different.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how it's coffee around the world tastes, looks, and the process is different.
Yeah, you have to know how to do it. That's the first thing.
Right.
This is so funny. I'm suddenly remembering this like memory from childhood, which I totally forgot until now, of how I used to like when we go to the grocery store because I was short. You know, I was a little kid. I could always reach into the bulk bins. And like I was obsessed with stealing like one or two like little coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
I loved the way they smelled.
Yeah.
Like so I would, and I especially like, you know, like if it was like a vanilla bean or whatever. Yeah. And I would take it home and I would just like sniff it. I was so weird.
I would do that too. That's funny. I would do that too. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah, no. I guess it's like a little sister thing.
Well, another random fact. The coffee bean, when you actually just take it from the tree or whatever it's called, it's actually sweet.
Oh, wow. Go figure.
It's pretty sweet. Like, it actually tastes pretty dang good when you just take it from the tree, like the little...
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah,
I would have never thought that.
Little random thing.
I love that, for sure.
All right. So, what did you guys think? Do you guys have something else to say, or...
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think we did pretty good.
So we did pretty good. Yeah. All right.
I think we're
so
interesting.
Oh. Hopefully you guys like that. And don't forget to find us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, any of these platforms. We also are on Instagram, TikTok. So we're going to leave the links below.
Yeah,
or please share, comment.
Yeah, give us our first five-star rating.
We need feedback.
Yeah, rate us.
Comment.
Give us ideas, too,
you would like to hear our opinions about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so please don't forget to like us and subscribe down there, comment, and see you in the next podcast of your four favorite nobodies. Nobody you know.
Nobody you know.
Nobody you know, baby.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.